Well, another thing that can add to it is this repeater is much higher power than the Yaesu one. It's over double the power, which actually, since it's input, or since it's really only there when our transmit frequency is active, of course, when you put more power in it, it's going to make that worse. The option of turning the power down is there. The issue with is the way that the PA is designed. If you turn the power down, it actually is harder on the PA. It'll actually cause it to fail sooner. Because of the way that something in the way that they reduce the power output. I think they're just literally just changing a voltage, which the final transistors are not super thrilled about. So it's better to run those repeaters at full tilt all the time. So it's not, it's an option, but not really. But that's not the cause of the problem, which is why we're not really doing it. Like whenever I look at that duplexer, it's got excellent isolation internally, but it also doesn't help that we've got other high power services blasting down our throat. The closest one wasn't really the culprit. So now we gotta... Really, the best thing we can do is... We really gotta sit up there for, like, a whole day and just start trying to notch certain things, which is kind of hard to do when you gotta build a filter for each, you know, situation. It's not really a super wideband adjustable filter for what we were trying to do, so it makes this process difficult.
Yeah. No, we didn't even have the Yaesu back in the day. We had that Motorola back in the day before they put the Yaesu in and all that. That was back when I was first in ham radio, and that thing worked good, you know. But no, I understand, dude. I understand. It's just, you know, it does affect a lot of people at times, you know. Oh, well. Part of life. So what are you off to today, since you're, sounds like you're mobiling?